Okay, so moving on, the next letter is R.
Okay.
So I do have radical, I do have runway, and I do have recycling.
I think I'm going to do runway, mainly because we think about runways as these very like privileged fashion spaces where only the best fashion happens. But I think through my work and the work I do with my company, I want people to think of the world as their runway, their street as their runway, their sidewalk as their runway, their job as their runway. I think if more women, I don't know, I'm pretty sassy on a regular day and people will say like, oh, you're really strutting today. And I'm like, I strut every day because it's really important for me to be confident out in the world because it's such a dangerous place, right? And in the ways that fashion is an armor, our neighborhood is our runway. Like there's all those correlations, right? So I wish people treated their everyday walks in life literally like a fashion runway, where they were as committed to showing up and showing out the same way a designer, creative director, or a model is engaging with the runway. I think it would be incredibly empowering. I think it would make more women feel more confident or be more committed to feeling confident if they considered every place where they stepped a runway and a place for them to show up and show out. So that's what comes up for me with runway, rather than relegating those to like exalted spaces of fashion where only the most privileged get to engage. We need to start reclaiming, and maybe that's tied to the R word of radical. We need to start reclaiming everyday ordinary spaces as spaces where impactful, not only fashion, but self-expression can happen.